Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. I want to talk with you today about how giving thanks or having a grateful heart is the way to freedom from the bondage of self-pity. Self-pity, where a person is consumed with their own woes and difficulties and constantly meditates upon them and recites them to others to the point where they are always in a down and depressed state, can be easily resolved by cultivating a heart of thanksgiving. And yet it requires cultivation and does not come naturally. It is much more natural or easy for people to be ungrateful or unthankful and then eventually end up concentrating and majoring upon their lack or their difficulties that they are facing in life and giving in to a spirit of self-pity. In his book, Folk Psalms of Faith, author Ray Steadman told of an experience that the renowned Bible teacher and pastor H.A. Ironside had in a crowded restaurant. Just as Ironside was about to begin his meal, a man approached and asked if he could join him. Ironside invited him to have a seat. Then, as was his custom, Ironside bowed his head in prayer. When he opened his eyes, the other man asked, "Do you have a headache?" Ironside replied, "No, I don't." The other man asked, "Well, is there something wrong with your food?" Ironside replied, "No, I was simply thanking God as I always do before I eat." The man said, "Oh, you're one of those, are you? Well, I want you to know I never give thanks. I earn my money by the sweat of my brow, and I don't have to give thanks to anybody when I eat. I just start right in." Ironside said, "Yes, and you're just like my dog. That's exactly what he does, too." The lack of a thankful heart toward God seems to have reached epidemic proportions in our generation. And as a result, the spirit of self-pity has also reached epidemic proportions. We know from the Word of God that it's God's will for us to give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 is clear when it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." God gives us instructions that regardless of what we're facing in life, in the middle of all circumstances, we are to give thanks to God. Not because we're going through a tragedy or a crisis, but because God is good and He will never leave us or forsake us, and He is love, and He is our deliverer, and He will come through for us. Looking at that, we can say, "Thank you, Lord, that you're with us. Thank you, you never forsake me or leave me. Thank you, I know you're going to help me. You are my help in time of trouble." And yet, without that biblical perspective, it is very easy to find oneself in the Slough of Despond, as Pilgrim's Progress describes that place of despair and giving up and focusing on how awful everything is and going into that place where self-pity is your friend. But God has called us to cultivate and nurture a thankful heart. Abraham Lincoln was a God-fearing president, and he was deeply concerned about a lack of thankfulness that he observed in the United States during the term of his presidency. He made a proclamation in 1863 that set up the official designation of Thanksgiving as a national holiday in the United States. I'm going to read to you the text of his proclamation, which seems so very appropriate for our generation today. Lincoln wrote these words, "It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations are blessed whose God is the Lord. We know that by His divine law, nations, like individuals, are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world. May we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people? We have been recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It seems to me fit and proper that God should solemnly, reverently, and gratefully be acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. Lincoln's proclamation began what we now celebrate as the Thanksgiving holiday, but it was started because Lincoln was observing a dangerous trend in America that people began to think that their prosperity and success had come from their own hands and were no longer giving thanks to God. God longs to see a grateful heart in His people, but thankfulness does not come naturally. It must be cultivated. You can observe that easily when you look at a little child, because a child must be taught to express thanks upon receiving a gift. Otherwise, a child who's not taught to give thanks will just grab it and then run off, or just expect to be given and then begin to demand and then to pout if it doesn't receive what he or she wants. As adults, we must practice the giving of thanks until it is more commonplace than complaining, which does seem to come quite naturally to most people. One young lady named Barbara Ann Kipfer began keeping a list of her favorite things as a shy teenager. Soon the list became second nature, and she found herself making additions while riding the bus or eating breakfast, and even in the middle of the night. 20 years and dozens of spiral notebooks later, her list was published as a book titled 14,000 Things to Be Happy About. How about 14,000 things you could give thanks for? We could all start our own list. God has blessed each and every one of us. There are many things, multitudes of things, that every single person alive today could give thanks for. But do we do it? We're more likely to look at what we do not have, what we have not received yet, what we've been wanting and yet have not obtained, and begin to indulge ourselves in the sin of self-pity. God wants us to cultivate a thankful heart, a grateful heart. One family that desired to cultivate an attitude of gratitude among family members set up what they called the Thanksgiving Box. Each evening before retiring, both parents and children would write on a slip of paper one thing they were grateful for and put it in that box. Then, when November rolled around and Thanksgiving Day arrived and the Thanksgiving meal had been consumed, the Thanksgiving box was opened and the family read over the year's pile of thanks. The joy and the tears and the laughs that they shared while reading those slips of paper were priceless. They had cultivated an atmosphere of thanksgiving in that home and in their hearts. And I can testify about that family that they had very sweet spirits, and there was not a one of them, child or adult, that had a spirit of self-pity on them. Their thankful hearts had done more for them than they probably realized. One of my other favorite stories about showing and giving thanks to others was the story about a university professor who once was pondering the many unthanked people in his own life, and he decided to write letters to each one of them. This act brought amazing results not only to his heart, but also to those to whom he had written to express his thanks. One elderly school teacher who had influenced him greatly as a child wrote back to him to tell him that in 50 years of teaching, his was the only letter of thanks she had ever received. It had touched her deeply. We need to give thanks, show our thanks to the Lord, but to others as well. Practice giving thanks by expressing your thanks in writing, in words, and in prayer, and in your actions. Cultivating a grateful heart will cure that spirit of self-pity. It'll cure the habit of complaining, and it'll protect you from discouragement, guard your heart from anxiety, and help you mature spiritually. It will enrich your life.
Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners Supply Keepers. Call us or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a Supply Keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.